Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, another solo episode for us today, as we're going to do a mini episode from our Hidden Gems series. So since we started in our Hidden Gems in Wooburg Order, we're going to continue in Wooburg Order today, and we're going to go over a spicy card from deep within Black's vaults. Hidden Gems is a series where we dig deep to find some spicy underplayed cards in Commander. And starting with Black, it doesn't take long for most players to see that Black is very good at manipulating graveyards. From the beginning of the game all the way back in 1993, Black could bring creatures back and cheat on mana costs with cards like Animate Dead. That only got more prominent later on as the game matured and we saw cards like Necromancy and Reanimate, ways to get creatures back from the graveyard very cheaply into play. Black can also continue to just refill their hands over and over with cards from the graveyard, with some of the best dredge cards like Stinkweed Imp and Golgari Thug, through one-shot effects like Gravedigger, to cards that you can be used over and over, like Phyrexian Reclamation or the Cons mode on Palace Siege. Now, what if I told you there was a card that could not just get creatures back repeatedly, but to get them back into play repeatedly? And no, I don't mean you need to go break the bank on Shaildred. I'm saying that our hidden gem this week does exactly that. Our hidden gem for this week is Dawn of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead is 2 black, black, black for an enchantment. At the beginning of your upkeep, you lose 1 life. At the beginning of your upkeep, you may return target creature card from your graveyard to play. That creature gains haste until end of turn. Remove it from the game at the end of turn. So apart from the name, which is just awesome, the card is also 5 mana, for a repeatable and henceforth free reanimation sneak attack type effect every single turn. That exile cause is a little bit scary because we're commander players and we want to play with our toys as much as we possibly can, but black is the single best color in the game at sacrificing creatures for value. Please note that when you read Dawn of the Dead, it lacks that modern templating on reanimation effects like Whip of Erebos, which stipulate that if the creature would leave the battlefield, exiled instead of putting it anywhere else. Dawn of the Dead simply says you exile it at end of turn. That means that if you can sacrifice or bounce or blink the creature you reanimated with Dawn of the Dead, you could keep that value train a-rolling. And if we're just starting in black, we get some of the best, cheapest, easiest to use sacrifice effects in the game. All-stars like Viscera Seer. 1 black mana for a vampire wizard, it's a 1-1, sacrifice a creature, scry 1. Yes, I will take some nice card selection for a free sac outlet. We also get one-shot, excellent sacrifice outlets like the recently printed Village Rites. 1 black mana for an instant, draw 2 cards, and as an additional cost, 2 cast the spell, sacrifice a creature. Not only that, but even staying in mono black, we get access to the 3 best free sac outlets in the game. We can look at Altar of Dementia, Ashnod's Altar, and Phyrexian Altar. The first lets you pay 2 mana for an artifact to sacrifice a creature and mill target player equal to the power of the sacrificed creature. Ashnod's Altar lets you sacrifice a creature for 2 colorless mana, while Phyrexian Altar lets you sacrifice a creature for 1 colored mana. All of these are excellent ways to keep the value train rolling, to keep stocking your graveyard in Altar of Dementia's case, or with Ashnod's and Phyrexian Altar, use them to continue to play cards out of your hand. Now, when we start to look at commanders, that's where we get some really interesting options. What we want to do are find commanders who play around well with sacrificing or blinking or otherwise getting the creatures that Dawn of the Dead is trying to bring back and then exile off the battlefield before they can be exiled. Meryn of Clan Nal'Toth is one of the most popular commanders of all time. 2, a black and a green for a 3/4 legendary creature human shaman. You get an experience counter whenever another creature you control dies, and then at the beginning of your end step, choose target creature card in your graveyard. If its converted mana cost is less than or equal to the number of experience counters you have, return it to the battlefield, otherwise put it to your hand. So Meryn of Clan Nal'Toth, classically with green, is going to have some of the best enter the battlefield effects in the game, and it's going to be running a boatload of sacrifice outlets, or just cards that are good at being sacrificed on their own, making them excellent to use with Dawn of the Dead. Amanatu the Shapeshifter is another one that I've brewed around with sometimes. So Amanatu the Fateshifter is one of those planeswalker commanders. A white, a blue, and a black in Esper for a legendary planeswalker. Starts at 3 loyalty. The +1 is draw card, then put a card from your hand on the top of your library. Not really what we're here for. We're here for the -1, which is exile another target permanent you own, then return it to the battlefield under your control. With Dawn of the Dead, this means you can have the creature enter the battlefield during your upkeep. It will have haste. You get your enter the battlefield trigger. During your combat step, you go ahead and swing in if it's the time to do so. Then in the post-combat main phase, you can use Aminatu's minus one to blink the creature, have it come back into play, get a second ETB off of it, and now it's a new object as far as the game is concerned. Dawn of the Dead does not want to exile it at the end of turn. Very recently, with Commander Legends, we got a brand new commander in Obika, Brute Chronologist. One, a blue, a black, and a red for a legendary creature Ogre Wizard. Obika is a 3-4. Her activated ability is Tap. Target player whose turn it is may end the turn. So usually you're going to use this on your turn. When Dawn of the Dead's trigger goes on the stack, you simply say, no, I'm bored with now. Tap. End the turn. You exile the trigger off of the stack. You get to keep your creature indefinitely. So how deep did we dig to find Dawn of the Dead? Well, I have to say, hat tip to our friends in Obika. This deck is already running the Dawn of the Dead at 21.57% of Jecks. Good job, Obika players, for finding this one. I think it should be in a lot more, particularly because Grixis in general is really good at reanimation-type decks. You have the best looting effects coming from blue and from red. Easy time getting creatures into your graveyard. If you're doing any reanimation shenanigans with Obika, this is probably a great included. It should probably be in more decks. Now, we start to look at these other decks. Merrin of Clan Nel'Thoth, it sees play in 13 out of 3,126 possible decks. That is 0.03%. With the number of sacrifice outlets and sacrificing creatures that Merrin has access to and wants to be running anyway, being able to double up on your commander seems like a really powerful effect. It should probably be seeing a little bit more play there. It is in 0.03% of possible Merrin decks. And Aminatu, this one really breaks my heart because this is one of my favorite decks I ever made. Aminatu the Fate Shifter, it sees play in 3 out of a possible 2,374 Aminatu decks, 0.01%. Overall, Dawn of the Dead sees play in a total of 650 decks out of a possible 226,297 decks that contain black. This is a spicy card. I am pleased to see it getting more play in decks like Obika Brute Chronologist, but there are probably even more decks out there than these that would love to have a repeatable reanimation effect to play around with. Where would you play Dawn of the Dead? Do you have any other hidden gems in black that you want to share? Be sure to leave us a comment, send us an email, add us on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. So next week, we're going to be getting back to our regularly scheduled full-length audio episode. We hope you've enjoyed this shorter Hidden Gems episode. I'm John. This is Gemstone Mine. Take care. You can reach the crew from Gemstone Mine on Twitter at GemstoneMineMTG or send us an email at GemstoneMinePodcast@gmail.com. On YouTube, we're Gemstone Mine Podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell.